Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Awakening to Natural Wellness. I am your host, Katina Love. Today is Sunday, June the 28th, and today's topic is Reiki Energy Healing, and our special guest is Damon Burns. Reiki is another term for energy healing, which is beneficial to the spirit, mind, and body. Damon experienced a spiritual awakening in 2012 after speaking with a medium and contacting his father who passed away previously. The messages received during this session set a pathway of self-discovery. Self-healing was discovered on two separate incidences where Damon was able to heal himself from sickness. After a car accident in 2014, Damon had recurring back pains that led him to learn the healing art of Reiki. After becoming certified, Damon created Reiki by Damon, a private healing service in January of 2015, where he began healing clients in person and also by distance all over the world, and will continue to expand his services to those in need of alternative methods of healing. Damon, thank you so much for being on the show today. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you. How are you?
I am awesome. So what is Reiki healing? Can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, Reiki is actually a Japanese form of healing that was developed in the 1920s by Meiko Oishi. And this form of healing basically uses spiritual energy, which is guided through all of our bodies. And this energy is pretty much all over. It covers our world, and most people aren't aware of it, but we all channel this energy throughout the day as we live. And what Reiki does is basically it teaches you how to work with the energy and channel it and use it towards functioning to heal yourself, which we really can do on our own, but we just are not aware of it. And so with Reiki, it pretty much will be used to heal anything that you have, any kind of physical problem, spiritual, emotional problems. It puts your body in a balance where your body on most occasions is imbalanced, and the energy is functioning to work with your body and your energy to bring you back to balance.
That is awesome. And it's so interesting, too. And from what I understand, it's just a matter of tuning into this, to the frequency of it, because if
That's
you're saying
correct.
A lot of people are not aware of it. And some things can block the energy. Is that true as well?
Yes. With a lot of our daily lives, we have a lot of stress that we deal with, especially emotional stress, and you know, we have work stress, financial issues, all of these things build up in the body. And for most people, what I've come doing this work, what I've come to understand is a lot of the stress that we deal with day to day turns into other physical problems, but we're just not aware of it. A lot of people experience back problems, stomach issues, and a lot of our stresses, they build up in the back and in the stomach. So this is one of the main focuses is for me to go within the body and to try to clear that pathway to allow the energy to work fluidly through you. And that once that happens, it's like a tune-up. Your body is back running at maximum pace, and you notice that your symptoms are alleviated over a time period.
Right. So what's the best way to be open to this energy, to keep ourselves open if we want to receive it and give it to others?
Well, one of the things that I tell my clients when I start to work with them for the first time is that they have to be open, they have to allow. A lot of times people are skeptical in the beginning because it's something new to them, and so they're putting up a wall, pretty much like a protective wall.
Right,
you expect things to happen, it usually doesn't work. So what I try to tell people in the beginning is just to, you know, make yourself, you know, just kind of open your mind and not really close yourself off because this is something new and for some people it can be a little bit scary and frightening because, you know, it's not the norm in Western medicine. You know, we've been taught to always seek doctors for pills and medicines. And when this is something that's coming from a spiritual sense, you know, a lot of people are a little bit leery of getting involved with something. So I just try to tell people just to be open-minded and allow that's the best way that this energy can work for you, just to be positive.
Right. And like you were saying before, it's just a matter of being open, and it's all around us. And I think we call it different things. You know, I think both of us, you grew up Baptist, I grew up Baptist. You know, they would all say, pray for this person, or, you know, even when I was Pentecostal, they would say, lay hands on this person and pray for this
right.
person. I think we're all using the energy. We just call it different things. They call it healing. I mean, we call it Reiki,
yeah.
energy healing. It's really all the same thing that we're harnessing. Yeah. And it's available to everyone as long as they're open to it, right?
And that's correct.
Because
I mean,
there's miracles that occur all over the world from this energy healing. And, you know, some people they're just not aware. Sometimes we're healing people, we don't even know. I mean, just a
that's
touch,
correct.
You know. Touching someone and, you know, telling them that they're going to be okay and just sharing your love energy with them, that helps them as well.
Yeah.
And I know I've experienced people just being in my presence saying that, you know, it's healing to them and they feel better, you know, especially if I, you know, put some oils on them and kind of rub them a little bit and, you know, just tell them everything's going to be okay. They start to heal. So I know the power of healing is very powerful.
Yes, it is.
Can you share your journey? Like, what led you to this?
Yes. Well, as you stated in the description about my journey, I pretty much stumbled across, I guess you would say, self-healing about 2 years
mm-hmm.
ago. There were a couple occasions where I had experienced like a sore throat or a headache, and I'm just laying in bed, and for some reason I had something just come over me all of a sudden telling me to just lay my hands on my forehead or just put my hands on my throat. And within
mm-hmm.
a matter of minutes, I started to notice that the symptoms went away. And
mm-hmm.
so with those two separate occasions, I just became aware of something that I never knew was possible. It was a shock to me. But
wow.
I was not familiar at the time. I was not familiar with any kind of healing arts like Reiki. I didn't know of anything. This was just something I stumbled upon myself by accident. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, from that point, it was there for me to be able to use any time. So yeah, it became
right.
something that I just started learning to practice on myself without really knowing what I was doing.
That is amazing. So this occurred
mm-hmm.
before you went to see the medium or
yeah,
after?
This actually occurred before I had any kind of training or any knowledge of Reiki, yes.
That is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you were still enough, you were open enough, you were quiet enough and in tune enough to know and to follow your inner guidance.
Yes.
Which is available to all of us. You were just tuned in.
Right.
And it sounds like to me you were just like kind of being initiated into the work.
Exactly, yeah. It was something else. And, you know, at the time, you know, I had told my wife that, you know, I was doing this to myself. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
she kind of thought it was strange, you know, it's like she would listen, but I don't think she really understood what I was trying to say. It was just one of those things, but I had to share it with someone.
Right.
You know, but just to be able to do something like that more than one time with two different symptoms was just amazing to me. So
that is amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing. Absolutely.
As
So you
far
went to
as
see the medium. So you had that experience. So you proved it to yourself. So you knew you had your own testimony right then and there. That it works. That it works and it's real and it's available to anybody.
Yes.
And so you had that experience. And then how long after that was it that you went to see the medium?
This was maybe about, I would say, about 6 months into the year.
Mm-hmm.
I was gifted the time with the medium as a birthday present. And,
wow.
You know, mm-hmm. that was something I was not really, I was a bit of a skeptic going to a medium. I
mm-hmm.
really didn't know too much about mediumship at the time. So it was just something I was just going to go and try and just be open and see what comes out of it. But the experience itself was amazing. And
wow.
The messages that I did receive basically led me on a path to where I am today. A lot of questions that were unanswered dealing with my father who passed from cancer were answered.
Mm-hmm.
So that just made me, you know, made me see that there's more to life than what we experience here in the physical. You know, there's life beyond this earth.
Definitely.
there are a lot of things that we don't take the time to understand. Most people just go through their day-to-day lives and, you know, we just deal with going to work, dealing with family, just a busy life, but we don't take time to understand our spiritual selves. And so this is what the messages that I got really focused in on, me focusing on myself and not just my regular life, but more my spiritual self.
Mhm. That's just amazing. Now I know you have a background in R&B and music and producing. I think you still do it part time, right? You still do producing and
yes,
you
I
work
do.
In IT as and you work in IT as well in the during your day job. How has this helped you, or how has it affected other people that you work with, you know, in your day job as well as a producer when you're doing your music with different artists? How does that affect them? Are any of them open to the message that you have or the healing? Have you given healing to anybody in the studio before or at work or anything like that?
Actually, it's been a growing phase for me because I guess you would say for a long time, a lot of my spiritual self, I kind of hid from those aspects, my work life and also my music life. I really did not lay a lot of that to my friends and family for reasons that I did not want to be looked upon as being strange or weird. And I know a lot of other people out there go through this. It's almost like a coming out
mm-hmm.
period where you kind of
mm-hmm.
show like, your true self to people once you come into
right.
yourself. And once I started the Reiki business, it's been a climbing hill for me,
mm-hmm.
educating a lot of my friends and family on what I do because they really don't understand it. And so it's
right.
been a bit of a trial and error thing. I think by me displaying the work, and kind of showcasing myself and what I can do to people, they're starting
mm-hmm.
to open up more. I have performed Reiki on one of my artists that I worked with closely during a time where he was really physically ill. And
mm-hmm.
I think when I actually performed the work on it, it really changed his mind about me, and he could see that what I was doing was real and it's nothing you know, it's just not like a hobby for me. This is a big part of my life.
Right.
And so I take
that
it very seriously, and I interject it in everything that I do, my work life, my home life,
mm-hmm.
my own mother, who is very religious. I grew up Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
she has actually allowed me to perform Reiki on her a number of times. So I think I'm seeing a change
That's
as
beautiful.
I grow that people are becoming more open to it and asking me questions. So.
Oh, that's good. So yeah. You're arousing their curiosity. That's a good thing.
Yes.
That is awesome. So when you give Reiki healing to other people, what do you feel? Do you feel energy? Do you feel light? Do you feel, some people feel a burning sensation in their hands. What do you experience?
I experience a variety of different things from person to person since I've been doing this. It all depends on the person. It depends mm-hmm. on how much they have built up within their body as far as stress and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I can feel very hot energy in my hands. Sometimes it can be painful, as bad as like feeling pins and needles in your hand. When I connect to people doing this work distantly, I can actually feel physical problems within that person's body, even though I'm not present.
That's amazing. Right.
I pretty much can feel if you have back pain, stomach pains.
Right.
There have been occasions where I felt a person who's had stomach ulcers, I experience what they feel when they have stomach ulcer pain in my own stomach.
Right.
So it varies person to person, but yes, I feel a lot of different things. And also those people will feel a lot of different things from me as well.
Right, right. Because I know you have to be a sensitive person to do this type of work. And I do energy healing too, kind of like distance. With people as well, and I have felt people's emotions. It's just amazing how we're all connected, and you can sense things that are going on and feel the things that are going on with other people. It's not a pleasant experience when someone's dealing with a lot of issues. So, you know, as you just described.
Yeah,
I've felt different things too. And what I do is, I just don't tend to touch people. I just kind of have that thing because I did have an experience. I'm like, I'm not going to stop touching people, and I'll just kind of do it distant. Even if they're in the room with me, I'll do it distant, unless I'm really led to touch them. You know, it's just, but I'm really kind of careful with it. But
right.
My experience has been, I just, you know, I visualize the white light covering my body, covering my whole body and protecting me, and I do all that, and I do affirmations over myself. I say I am wholeness and total well-being. And when I'm done, I make sure the energy is cleared. I just do all that clearing before and after.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So I can relate, because the more spiritual you become, the more you get into higher consciousness, the more you
right.
become aware of things. And it's just like, awareness is a beautiful gift, but at the same time, it's like, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people tend to carry things that, right, a lot of people carry things that we're not always comfortable with, or you're not aware of right away until that moment,
right.
And then it's like a shock.
Right.
So you have to,
right.
you have
like,
to
okay.
be aware that not every person that you touch or work with is going to be healthy for your own self. So you just have to be aware of those things. And
right.
that was part of my training, to learn how to deal with that and to learn how to cut connections and not attach
right, right.
Other people's energy to you, because you can't absorb their
right.
energy and carry it along in your
right.
body. So, you know, that's one of the things. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very important to detach. Yeah.
Right.
It's very important to detach, because some people, you know, unless you're conscious and you're more conscious and you're tapped in and tuned in and turned on, you just don't, people are not aware that some of their feelings that they have are not their own feelings. It's other people's feelings and issues that they have going on.
Exactly.
So it's something that we have to be real careful of.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you about some testimonials that people have given you. I know I can speak for myself. You've given me distance healing. And it was at night, right before I was going to sleep, and I'm telling you, I just felt so relaxed and so at peace. And
wow.
One thing I did feel was some tingling and like a burning sensation in my right hand, in the palm of my hand. But it was a very, very pleasant experience for me. I slept well all that night. The next day, I was at peace. My dreams for the rest of that week were very powerful and
wow.
light and just amazing. I was even levitating in my dreams. I just felt so light. And it was
awesome.
A beautiful experience. I'm like, I want more.
See, I love
like,
hearing.
It's like, yeah, it's
I love
like
hearing the
once you get a yes, it's like once you get a taste of it, it's like you can't just get it one time. It's like it's kind of like you become
mm-hmm.
addicted to it.
And
because
that's
it's
one
so
thing.
Healthy,
I
it's so
don't
healthy.
Want people. It is, but at the same time, I don't want people to feel that way. I don't want people to feel like, oh, I need this all the time, like an addiction.
Right,
like,
you're right. Right.
Totally not what I want to do for people. I just really want to
right.
help people to feel better and release a lot of what they have in them and, you know, just bring themselves to a point where
yeah.
they can deal with, also learn how to do it themselves, you know. Ultimately, that's
absolutely.
What you want. Is to be able to handle it yourself and not depend on someone else. So that's pretty
absolutely.
Much what
I guess,
my focus is.
And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because we do want people to be self-sufficient and to possibly learn how to administer healing to themselves, because you've mentioned you gave yourself healing. You know, I give myself healing too. I
right.
speak over my body. I speak wellness. I touch, you know, my kidneys felt like there was something going on with them. I was like, maybe it's something I ate, and, you know, it's just trying to process it. But, you know, I felt a little sensation in my kidneys, and I just put my hands over, and I just started giving it healing, like, I love you. Started speaking total well-being, and the pain went away. And so I can attest to that. I know that it's real. Would you like to share a testimonial of someone who came back and told you how it helped them?
Yes, actually, I'm going to tell you a story about my very first distance healing. And the funny thing about this is that this woman from Chicago, Illinois, her name is Corey. She has been a friend of mine on Facebook for a number of years. But
mm-hmm.
This has actually happened right when I started doing Reiki by Damon, and I wasn't doing any distance work. Everything was in person. The woman
mm-hmm.
Corey contacted me on Facebook a number of times. She inboxed me, and she basically was asking me if I could, you know, work on her doing healing. And I pretty much told her, like, do you expect me to, like, take a plane trip to Illinois and work with your person? I mean, if you want to pay for me to, you know, come there, I'll go, but I can't afford
right.
to do that on my own. Like,
right.
you know, so it was just, you know, what she was asking for me to do, I just wasn't aware at the time. She just kept on.
Right.
And she asked me a number of times, and I just didn't get it.
Wow.
I wasn't really
wow.
familiar with doing distance Reiki yet. I hadn't been trained on it within,
mm-hmm.
in, you know, my Reiki training. I hadn't been certified or anything. So
mm-hmm,
I, for her to
mm-hmm.
ask me, I was just kind of thrown off. But I decided
right?
after the fourth time of her asking me, I decided, okay,
wow.
let me just go ahead and try and see if I can do this. And
mm-hmm.
I did it for 30 minutes. I just attempted
mm-hmm.
without knowing what I was doing. I visualized the whole session and
mm-hmm.
pretty much what she told me was when she responded back that she had fallen into a deep sleep. She was experiencing some tooth pain. She had an abscess and also had a bump on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And she said within 3 hours after that session she had with me, the pain in her tooth went away and the bump
mm-hmm.
on her face went down.
That's great.
She woke up
that
the next
so
day. Yeah, and she said the energy continued to work with her through the next couple of days, and she felt like she was just floating in the air, like she's just
wow.
that comfortable with energy flowing through her freely that she just felt
right.
light. So it was an amazing experience for me to not know what I was doing. And,
right,
you know,
right.
This woman was guided to basically tell me, like, you can already do this. You just need to try to do it.
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
that kind of started me on the path to doing more distance work than in person now. Like, I've actually had more clients all over the world now by doing distance work than I have doing in my own state.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing.
It's been an interesting ride for me, I will say that.
I'm sure it has, with all types of people, all different walks of life, I'm sure.
Yes.
And so, you know, that just proves that it doesn't matter where a person's located. We can give healing from anywhere in this world to anywhere in this world. It doesn't matter if it's someone in a room with you, your next door neighbor, if they're in an hour away from you, or if they're 100 hours away. It doesn't matter where they're located.
No.
We all have this within us. It's just a matter of tapping into it. And I think that's a beautiful gift for us to have. And I just think that we just need to raise the awareness and, you know, help people to understand that this is real and this is how it works, and that we don't have to suffer. We don't have to depend on going to the doctor. We can heal ourselves, you know, and this energy is available to all of us all of the time. And it's just a matter of tuning in, because we're all divine creators. We're all aspects of God, and it's in us. So it's just a matter of tapping in.
Exactly.
Can you share with us your services? You do distance healing, you do in-person healing. Are there certain hours that you work, and how can people reach you?
Yes. Well, as far as the in-person sessions I perform, I normally perform that within the Maryland, D.C. area, and also Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I normally perform that in the evenings during the week, and also in the evenings on the weekends. And as far as distance work, I set my appointments up usually. I'm on the East Coast, so a lot of my clients tend to be on the West Coast and also overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I always deal with people in different time zones. So I normally try to work most of my sessions in the evenings. And also on the weekends, I tend to work Sundays and Mondays when I have my days off. So it varies. But where you can go to actually schedule a session with me, my website is www.ReikiByDamon.com. And that's ReikiByDamon. And you can also reach me at 410-615-1136. And I like to talk to my clients, because I feel that a lot of times when you listen to a person's voice, you pick up on the frequencies and the vibrations are in that voice. And so there's usually a better connection with energy when you listen to a person's tone. And that I have a lot of different clients all over the world. I tend to hear a lot of different accents.
I'm sure you do.
Yes.
I'm sure you do. Well, thank you so much, Damon, for being a guest on the show today, Awakening to Natural Wellness. And God bless you, and thank you for sharing your gift with the world. It is well needed. The world needs to hear your message. They need to hear about Reiki healing. They need to know that this energy, this healing is available to them. And it doesn't matter what a person is dealing with. So thanks again, and blessings to you. And thank you, audience, for tuning in to Awakening to Natural Wellness. Namaste.
Namaste.